The bank employees were herded into one corner of the vault, and half the safe deposit boxes had been opened when Macklin heard the bridge explode. He looked at Crow. Crow continued to take everything out of the open security box and dump it into his duffel bag. He dropped the key into the open box, took another key from his pocket, and with the bank manager supplying the second key, opened the next box. Macklin's cell phone rang.
Yeah.
JD. Fran had to blow the bridge.
I know. I heard it.
It'll happen just like I said. They'll mill around for a while, then they'll get a boat and come to the yacht club landing. When they get about halfway there, Fran will blow it.
What do you want me to do?
What did I tell you to do, JD?
After Fran blows the boat landing, I call you and wait for instructions.
Good, JD. You and Fran come to the bank, help us load.
Should we leave the bridge unguarded?
The bridge is gone, isn't it?
Yes.
Then you don't need to guard it. And after Fran blows the boat landing, you won't need to guard it. Only way they can get to us is with a chopper, and it'll take some time for them to round one up. Am I going too fast for you, JD?
No, I'm just being careful.
You were careful, you'd be down home drinking bourbon and Coca-Cola. Just do what I tell you.
What do I do with the broad?
Leave her there. We got no need for her.
Maybe we'll need a hostage.
Macklin smiled.
JD wonders if we need a hostage, he said to Crow.
Tell him not to think anymore, Crow said, without looking up from the lockboxes.
Crow says don't think anymore, Macklin said. I was just,
JD, the whole fucking island is a hostage. We don't need to lug one around with us.
Didn't you tell me she's the chief's girlfriend? Might help if we hung on to her.
It might, Macklin said. Go ahead and bring her. He broke the connection. In the real estate office, JD stared at the silent cell phone.
Prick, he said.
Marcy sat quietly behind her desk, her hands folded on top of it. She could see that JD was tense. His movements were stiff and too quick. He stared out the window. Fran was walking back toward them from the wreckage of the bridge.
Okay, JD said. You're going with us.
Where?
Marcy's voice rasped, and she cleared her throat. She'd heard JD's end of the conversation.
Just get in the fucking car, lady. I got no time to explain things.
I'm not really the chief's girlfriend, Marcy said.
Her voice was still raspy. She couldn't seem to get it clear.
You're fucking him, aren't you?
Marcy didn't answer. JD gestured at her with his handgun.
Come on, JD said. Get in the car.